Amy hobbled back indoors. After much internet searching, she diagnosed herself with a simple concussion. Many websites offered checklists. She didn't have nausea or slurred speech, although God knew what she had actually sounded like during the interview, but she certainly had headaches. Ditto mood and cognitive disturbances, the latter in spades, since she was missing a serious chunk of time. Actually, the more reputable websites, like the one for the Mayo Clinic, strongly implied that this kind of amnesia meant that the concussion was severe. Still, she was able to juggle incoming information to make it come out the way she wanted, namely, that she would not have to go to a doctor's office and get herself looked at. Amy was aware that she was being extremely foolish, but one of the great advantages to living alone was that you didn't have to justify yourself, except to a Bassett. She fixed a late dinner, which she didn't eat, went to bed early, and lay awake mistrusting her own brain. A new and unsettling experience, since the object of mistrust was also its agent. Instead of counting sheep, she tried counting the things of which she was sure, to tease out and disentangle all of the causal threads. 1. It was New Year's Day. She was sure of that, because Amy's birthday was New Year's Eve, and because she was no longer a child, she loathed New Year's, both the eve and the day. Not only was it not worth celebrating, it was eminently worthy in the Carolian mode of uncelebration. 60-plus years ago, she had been a gullible toddler with doting parents, and the whole world had sung drunken songs and set off fireworks displays in her honor. Now it did the same things to piss her off. Amy didn't at all mind getting older, homelier, and simultaneously bulkier and less visible, but she was disinclined to memorialize the process with noisemakers. Once in her mid-twenties, she and Max had, at her instigation, supplied New Year's Eve party guests with air horns, on the careless theory that if anything, including deliberate noisemaking, was worth doing, it was worth doing well. The results were much more hilarious in anticipation than in actual experience, and even distant recollection. People had screamed in pain. 2. She had, this morning, decided to venture into her backyard and plant the stupid pine. She remembered deciding this, but could not remember why. 3. True, Carla had given her a holly bush for Christmas, and the others in her remaining writing class had chipped in for a Norfolk pine, but until that morning, her intention had definitely been to let both expire on her back steps, along with all her other plants, except for an awesomely neglected, fitfully blooming mess of potted geraniums, the undead of the Southern California plant world. 4. Still, when she had picked up the Norfolk pine, no mean feat in its 10-gallon plastic pot, and shuffled down her back steps and across her cement patio, she had been headed for a specific spot, one she must have planned for ahead of time. The center of the raised garden in the northeast corner of the yard. The garden was still cluttered with late summer debris, silvery artichoke plants, giant zucchini carcasses, desiccated yarrow, and still more zombie geraniums. But the center ground was clear and near enough to a sprinkler head to receive ample water. Directly behind was a concrete birdbath, which would have to come out as the tree got its growth, but for now it could stay.